We're well into metropolitan Melbourne now, and to tell us what's happening in the east, Jim Luscombe, who is team manager for Vision Australia at Kooyong, but you also keep a close eye on what's happening at Boronia Way, don't you, Jim?
I do, Stephen, and thanks for the intro. Yes, at the Boronia office at the moment, there are a number of things happening, and we share the job. Rebecca Hudson and I share the job because we've got two very busy offices.
Certainly. Now, tell me about this Going Places Day program.
Yes, Stephen, it's being run from the Boronia Centre. It's a social support group, and it's a great way for people to get involved in activities. And there's some sporting activities and socialisation activities. And if people are interested, if our listeners are interested, they can contact Di Haywood at the Boronia Centre, and they just need to ring our 1300 number to do that.
1300 847 466. The face-to-face quality living groups continue to thrive in the Boronia region as well as around Kooyong?
They are, Stephen, and at Kooyong as well. But the Boronia Centre is interested to hear from any of our listeners who would like to get together with other like-minded people and talk about the issues that face people who are blind or have low vision. And they can do that by contacting Mark Janes at the Boronia Centre on our 1300 number again.
Tell me about how the local client groups are going out in the east.
There are a number of client groups running in the east, and we're always on the lookout to hear from interested people who would like to set up a new group. But these are community-based groups working with Vision Australia and other organisations in the community. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about that, they can contact Rebecca Hudson, who's the team manager out of Boronia. And as always, our 1300 number is the best way to do that.
Or the coordinator of volunteers, Rebecca Hobson.
So there's Rebecca Hudson and Rebecca Hobson. So
that's a bit of a curly one, isn't it?
It is.
Two names so similar.
It is. When you're sending emails, you've got to make sure you hit the right one.
I'd just ring and ask for Rebecca myself. A great team out there at Boronia, as well as the team at Kooyong.
Yes, and lots of things happening here at Kooyong, Stephen.
Yes, you're doing work with children and their families?
We do. We have a very large team of children's services people here at Kooyong. And because it is such a large team and because we have contact with so many families who have children who may be blind or have low vision, we run a number of groups. We have what we term as our parent-to-parent coffee mornings, and that's where we get families, parents together, where they can come and talk to other parents who've got similar issues, and it's a good socialisation activity. We run a tea and coffee, and look, it's just a gold coin donation just to get things rolling. And the feedback that I've had so far from my team is that they're very, very successful, and it does provide a good outlet for parents. The other things that we're doing from time to time is specific children's groups, again, focusing on particular vision loss and blindness with children. And we do ramp it up across the school holidays. I've had the pleasure of taking part in the last couple of children's groups on the school holidays, and we have a Let's Sing group. So, look, I'm a bit of a hack guitar player, and I get involved. We've got some of the staff who play keyboards, and one of the staff, who is actually from Boronia, brings along her full-size harp. So that's a real novelty for people. You don't get too many harp players around the place. And, look, if people are interested, families are interested in getting involved in those groups, all they need to do is contact me here at Kooyong and, again, through the 1300 number.
There's a bit of progress around the world nowadays with development of bionic vision, and the Monash Vision Group are working in this area, Monash University, and you're in contact with them quite regularly.
We are, Stephen. Look, and I'm a vision-impaired person, and this is something of great personal interest to me. There are a couple of groups running in Australia at the moment working on bionic vision. The group that I've been working with is the one that's looking at a neuroprosthetic implant. Now, a neuroprosthetic is an implant that goes directly into the brain rather than working through the retina. This implant is directly into the brain and using wireless technology and miniature cameras to provide signals that can be hopefully interpreted by the brain as some sort of vision. Over the past few weeks, we've had the group here at Kooyong discussing with people who are interested in the project just what it is that they're interested in, how they would react to the, or how they would like to be involved, and whether or not they think they would be a good candidate for this project into the future. Now, there are a few criteria that would need to be met. Firstly, it's for people who have had some vision up to during their childhood and up into a young adulthood, and it's open to people between the ages of 18 and 70. So if there's anyone out there who's interested in learning more about this and perhaps being involved in some of our focus groups, please give me a call here at Kooyong, and I'll be only too happy to put them in touch with the Monash Vision Group.
Now, the year's rolling by very quickly, and thanks very much for reminding us that Christmas is just a few months away with Carols by Candlelight.
It is, Stephen. Look, this is the, I guess in some, for some of us, it's the highlight of our year. It's a huge project that Vision Australia undertakes every year, and the proceeds from that come back to Vision Australia, and we put those proceeds to good use in providing a number of services to our vision, low vision and blind listeners.
This year, number 75.
It is. Huge year this year, 75th anniversary. And what we're looking to do is something a little bit different than we've done in the past. We've always had a face of carols over the time. This year we're also going to have a face of carols, but we're more interested, or as interested, in hearing from people who have been involved with it over the over that 75-year journey. So if there are any listeners out there who have been involved with Carols by Candlelight over the time, whether they've got some stories that they can pass on to us, or they want to be involved in some particular way, please get in contact with us, and we'd be only too happy to sit down and have a chat about their involvement over the 75 years. But certainly 2012 is a big year for Carol.
One more thing I'd like to ask you about, Jim, is the Employ Able program.
Yes, Stephen. Look, this is a great initiative that's being put forward by our staff here at Kooyong, and working in conjunction with the Employment Services Group over at Kensington. What we're looking to do is provide some hands-on experience, I guess you'd say, with for young people between the ages of 15 and 21 who are looking to pick up some skills and learn what it's like to be in the workplace. So we're conducting a one-day seminar, and the first seminar is running on the 8th of September. Now, look, we may not get out to people in time for that one, but certainly if we've got listeners out there who are interested and do want to pick up a few skills that will prepare them for work, then please, again, contact us here at Kooyong on our 1300 number.
Jim Luscombe, Team Manager for Vision Australia at Kooyong, telling us what's happening in Melbourne's east. And don't forget, if you live in Melbourne or its surrounds, you can keep in touch with Vision Australia through Vision Australia Radio, 1179 AM, or on the digital band Iris, Iris Digital.